Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture and Farm Director Shauna Olson. I'm here with Daryl Richardson, and he is the interim director of NDON. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Good. Hey, I wanted to catch up with you and see what is going on out there as far as planting season is concerned. I know you're big on Twitter and you hear a lot from growers. What are you hearing and seeing out there, Daryl?
It's somewhat of a typical spring for me, in the sense that we have rain coming probably Thursday and Friday. And in turn, half the people don't want it to rain and half the people want it to rain. And of course, we can't choose it will one way or the other. But, you know, last year, generally, it was most folks needed the rain. This year, it's really been a more of a mixed bag. Some areas just are really too wet and they haven't even really been out in the fields yet. And other areas are almost done. And, you know, a good rain would serve them quite well. So there's quite a bit of variability from spot to spot this spring.
Where are we seeing the wet areas?
The wet areas, you know, really up in parts of Steele and especially Trail County, that area had the snow until very late into April. They're the last areas to lose their snowpack. And then the second thing is that rain system last week, you know, brought an inch and a half on top of that. So they're quite wet. And I also know there's some portions down, Ransom County, Sargent County, kind of where Dickey, LeBoer all come together in that triangle. There's some wet spots down there. Those are the two biggest areas where folks have said they just absolutely don't want any rain for a while. But, you know, there's always some scattered pockets elsewhere, whereas, you know, the far northern Red River Valley, you know, up in around Cavalier off to Humboldt, you know, maybe northern Pembina and Kitson County, that area, I think, is really the driest in the state. And there's some other pretty dry spots, too. But that area in particular just hasn't had any moisture in several weeks, hardly at all.
You know, I was up there early April and they were talking about how dry it was up there then in Langdon. They were really, really in need of some moisture, they said.
Yes, and it never really has changed. You know, back in what I in some ways call second winter, you know, because first winter, the first half of the winter really was pretty tame and not many folks were getting snow. But then once we got in late February, sorry, March and April, we had all those snow events. That part of North Dakota, that far northeast corner, really the northern Red River Valley, all those snow events really missed them. So in turn, you know, they've had very little moisture in the last, you know, really could go back as much as 4 months. They haven't had very much, especially this spring. They've only had a couple of like both smaller rain showers move on through. But I think that might change not only in that area, but most locations look to be getting some moisture later this week in a couple more days.
Okay, so you had mentioned it looks like this week. So those chances look pretty good, right?
They really do. There's been a lot of systems that have gone through South Dakota and southern Minnesota. I grew up in southern Minnesota, so a lot of my old, you know, friends from high school growing up as kids that are farmers, you know, they also on social media will say, Daryl, you know, please make it stop raining down here. But this storm looks to be tracking a little bit farther north, so it should mainly, I think, impact most of North Dakota and northern Minnesota the way it looks.
Okay, and a good amount of rain are you thinking too? A good amount of rain, do you think, Daryl, or is it going to be just a sprinkle?
I would be surprised if some areas pick up an inch or two Thursday into Friday. It'll probably come in banding events where, you know, some area might get an inch and a half and 25 miles away might get, you know, 2/10. But the system looks pretty intense and the Gulf of Mexico is wide open. So I think hopefully it will bring up enough moisture that it will amount to more than just, say, some sprinkles this time.
Very good. That's wonderful news, especially for those who really need it, I guess.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, I always tell people that, you know, our rainy season, because we really have one in a way here, starts, you know, mid-May to mid-July. You know, that 60 days is a really not only important because, you know, that's when the crops are maturing and getting going and planting, but it just is the time of year where we get about 50% of our growing season precipitation comes. You know, and last year we got very little, you know, from mid-May until the 4th of July. So this is the time of year where you start off dry. It's hard to catch up. So even locations that probably really don't want the moisture to come right now, it's still, I think, a good sign that if this all comes about, that we're not in that process of repeating what happened in 2017.
Wonderful. And things are looking better out west too, or how are they sitting?
Well, the northwest corner of North Dakota is still on the dry side. Oddly, once you cross the border into northeast Montana, they've had quite a bit of moisture. There's always spot-to-spot variation, but there's been quite a bit of moisture in the southwest corner of North Dakota per average. You know, again, that's just a drier climate, but per average, they're probably the wettest part in the state right now. you know, just percent of normal, because they had quite a bit of, they had some good snows, good spring rains. Those of us in the Red River Valley last Thursday, Friday, Saturday, when we were in the 60s and were enjoying some pretty nice weather, it was in the 40s and even upper 30s in the middle of the afternoon and raining in southwestern North Dakota. So that area has really had, by their standards, quite a bit of moisture, cooler weather, you know, much improved over what they saw just a year ago in that area.
Okay, very good. Daryl Richardson, Interim Director at NDON, thanks for joining us here today.
It was a pleasure.
Stick around. Much more Inside Agriculture is straight ahead. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson.